Archery and bow hunting have long histories in Wisconsin, and changing technology has made bows more powerful and accurate. But for some archers, the old ways are still the best, and that includes making their own bows from single pieces of wood.
Wisconsin Traditional Archers is a group committed to preserving the hunting practices of the past and the craft of bow making. They recently hosted a bow jam event in New Berlin where 40 men, women, and children gathered to make their own bows and to share their expertise.
Gary Vanden Langenberg joins us now to tell us more about the magic of self-made bows. He's the president of Wisconsin Traditional Archers. Gary, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
How did you first get into wooden bows and making your own?
Actually, I'm only 40 years old, so I grew up in the age of compound bows. As a kid growing up, that's what everybody did. So that's what I started with, was a compound bow. And as I got further into archery, I just started to get a little disheartened with the mass media out there. It seemed like all the mainstream hunting media was just trying to push products. There was no respect for the animals. And actually, I got into it by reading a copy of Traditional Bowhunter magazine, and I really read that, and I thought, wow, these guys really have it right, you know. So I explored it further, and then I got myself a used recurve and some bows, and actually, I've never looked back. I sold my compound bow, and then I started making bows 2 years later.
Now, for people not familiar with bows and archery, can you explain the difference between the wooden bows you're working with and now making and the kind of compound bows you can buy, you know, at a store?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, so traditional bows are generally recurves, long bows, or self bows, which is basically one piece of wood or one stick and a string. Real simple, no fixed sights, no rests, no cables or pulleys like you'd see on a compound bow. You hold it back with just your muscles. There's no mechanical let off to help the archer in that way. And then you shoot it instinctively or with what some people call gap shooting. And basically, it's really a fulfilling way to shoot to hunt with traditional archery.
Now, with the same size bow, do I have to be stronger to pull one of these self bows than one of these compounds with those pulleys?
You have to be the same strength to pull it initially, but then there's let off on a compound bow. So a 70-pound compound will have, say, 85% let off. So once you get at full draw, you'll only be holding, say, 20 pounds, whereas a self bow or another traditional bow, you're holding that full weight the entire time.
Now, talk us through the first time you worked on making your own bow.
Yeah, the first time I made my own bow was actually a laminated bow, which is a bow involving many strips of wood, and it's epoxied together, and it was actually a very stressful event. I did it in my basement, and I constructed all the different things I needed to make this bow, and in the midst of gluing it all up and laminating this bow, I had epoxy everywhere, and it was quite a mess. It was obviously not the best bow I've ever made, but I still have it. It's in my den, and I still like that bow, and I shoot it once in a while. But yeah, I've made quite a few since, and it's really fulfilling to make your own archery equipment and then practice with it and hunt with it. So,
what was it like the first time you actually took it out and pulled it back and fired an arrow?
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, Perry Anderson, one of our great bowyers in our club, Wisconsin Traditional Archers, he said it best. He said, it's really a magical feeling when you take a stave and you can work it down and form it, and then you can take that and put a string on it. And when you fire that first arrow, you know, then your stave has become a bow and you've become a bowyer, and there's nothing else like it.
And were you, on this first one you made, did you just learn it from the magazines and the internet, or had you worked with someone on how to do this?
No, I did it all from online. I actually went to Bingham Projects, binghamprojects.com, and they have tutorials on how to do it. And then I read some books and kind of fumbled my way through it from there, but since then I've made some very nice bows, and I hunt with them to this day.
So. And now you're with this group of traditional archers, Wisconsin Traditional Archers, and you hosted this bow jam where you got different people together. I imagine you shared tips. Does it help making bows to actually work with other people and see the kind of tricks that they have developed on their own?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, WTA, Wisconsin Traditional Archers, we started the bow jam a few years ago, and what it is a workshop organized to teach people how to turn a stave. Now, this is for self-bows. So a self-bow is basically a one-piece wooden bow made out of a stave, which is a quarter section of a log, and you form it and you work it into a working bow. And usually you can get a bow done in a weekend. There's some very good instruction out there from some expert bowyers, but it's totally open for anybody from beginners to experienced bowyers, all ages, men, women, kids. It's really a lot of fun, and saltbows truly are a work of art. You're not just carving the wood into a bow and plowing your way through it and making it a certain shape. You got to follow the growth rings, the grain of the wood, the location of the knots, and other imperfection in the wood must be noted, and you're almost discovering the shape of the bow as you go.
Wow, so any bow somebody makes out of one piece of wood is going to be unique. You can't duplicate that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They're all one of a kind, unique for sure.
That's what you hear sculptors say. They're not making a shape. They're finding the shape in the stone. That's how you feel when you start working with this piece of wood?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes, and it's really fun watching the young kids and even the older beginners get started, and they just are amazed once they start shooting arrows out of this bow that they constructed in one weekend. So.
And then what is the difference between hunting with these self bows you made yourself versus, again, those compound bows you might have bought?
Yeah, hunting traditional archers are a different breed. I guess by using a traditional bow, we're voluntarily giving some advantage back to our quarry because we have to be a lot closer than somebody with a rifle or a muzzleloader or a compound bow. So we're basically giving some advantage back to the quarry by imposing self-limitations on our choice of equipment. That doesn't mean you can't be successful. I've had tons of success hunting with traditional bows, and it's so gratifying when you do take an animal that way. It's just really a great way to hunt, and it is very fulfilling.
If somebody's out there listening who is a bow hunter or someone who's into archery because of, I don't know, Robin Hood or Hunger Games or you name it, and they think, yeah, wow, that'd be cool. How would you recommend they get started on trying to make their own bow?
The best way I would recommend is get started in traditional archery first, learn how to shoot a traditional bow, and then get into making bows. That's how I did it, and that seems to be the best way. Basically, there's a couple of traditional archery shops that are just outside Wisconsin. One is the Footed Shaft out of Rochester, Minnesota, and the other one is Three Rivers Archery in Indiana. Both of those shops are dedicated to traditional archery. They don't service compound bows or any of that other stuff. They are experts at traditional archery, and they can help get you set up and get you arrows that match the bow. That's so key. One of the biggest mistakes new traditional archers make is they'll go grab dad or grandpa's recurve out of the attic and a handful of arrows and go try shooting it, and they're kind of doomed to failure from the start because the arrows don't match the bow and it doesn't work right. So contacting a professional like that is really a good way to do it. And also at our larger events like our bow jam, our state shoot, and at our banquet every year in February, the Footed Shaft actually takes his trailer and he comes right out to the shoot or to the site, and he's a vendor there, and he has his whole shop right there. So any of our events, the larger ones, will have plenty of vendors that can help you out.
Gary, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks very much for having me.
That's Gary Vanden Langenberg, president of Wisconsin Traditional Archers, talking about making your own bow.
You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.